Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinway podcast in 10. Well, you need no introduction anymore, Broccoli.
Yeah, I guess so.
We get so many messages. Oh, Broccoli, what was the one we got today?
Is that what they sound like? They sound exactly like that.
Yeah, well, they're all girls, so ask and you shall receive. One person wrote today, and see the... They want to see the video legend Broccoli.
I guess that's me then.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, who would have thought, eh?
I know. Here we go. So, look, I reckon the best analogy for life is like a pinball machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
how so?
Well, you know, like we all picture success like it's this really smooth place. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you get to this place, but you don't ever actually arrive.
No.
There's always like something else or something more. And I think sometimes the more successful you get, the more bumpy it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like the more things that are going. And if you think about the pinball machine, it's like when you hit the... Do you even know what a pinball machine is?
I think I played it maybe for a year when I was like... Yeah, I do. Maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah, I remember.
Cool.
I think so.
Yeah, all right. So, well, you have this metal thing you pull down and the ball hits off. And that's where the anticipation is. It's like, okay, and you got fingers on the side, you know, and I know there's like virtual reality. This is like talking, pinball machines were big when I was little, when I was younger. But the whole thrill of the game is hitting the targets. So it's like a focus of hitting the targets along the way. And it's like all these different things that are like in there. It's all lights and buzzers and bumpers and the ball's like going everywhere. And you play it, and if it didn't have that stuff, it would be really boring.
Mm.
You know, like it would. Yeah. But here's where the biggest exhilaration comes in, when it goes down the hole.
Well, does that mean you lose?
You do.
Yeah.
But that's when it's like, oh!
Yeah, that's true.
Bugger! All right. But what do you do then? You get pumped.
You play again.
For the next go.
Yeah.
And you put another 20 cents in. Well, it was 20 cents when I was young. Yeah, put another 20 cents in. And the ball comes out again, and you're off and running again.
Yeah.
And every time you get a bit better, and you wonder what's going to happen. It's like the anticipation of it, it's like, sticks you there for hours, you know? And life is so much like that.
Yeah.
And I think, and you know, this comes along with all the messages that we get from people saying, how do you, you know, I'm down here, and I'm blah, blah, blah. But it's like going down the hole.
Mm.
It's like, brush yourself off, get up, and hit the ball again.
Yeah, exactly.
And go and hit some targets and bounce around for a while.
Yeah.
And if you think about how life goes, it's like we get bounced around. You know, like people think I'm pretty successful at real estate.
Yeah.
But, you know, like Matt Steinway does pretty good.
Yeah.
And I do. Mm-hmm. But you work with me every day. Sometimes I can't even talk to you. Sometimes I brush you away, say, Broccoli, I can't just talk at the moment. But there's so much that goes on in the days, but I just don't let... It's like the targets. The ball doesn't hit the target and the whole machine shuts down. You know, like, oh, bugger or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, it's another one and another one and another one. And the day is like that. Some wins, some losses.
Yeah.
Some good stuff, some crap people. Like, it's so much like that. I can't tell you.
And you never really win either. Like, even if you get, like, you may get the high score, but you don't actually complete the game. You keep going.
Totally.
Until you lose.
Next one. Yeah. And the next one. And the next one. And think about the fun bits. You get a free ball, an extra ball. That was like, yeah, I've got an extra ball. Like, yes. You put 20 cents in, you get an extra ball. Like, if you really relate to it, it's like, who cares?
Mm.
But it's the whole, the excitement of that next level, next level, next level. And sometimes, I don't know if you remember, but you see, I can't do it, but boop.
I'll get a pinball sound effect.
Yeah, it goes, boop.
And that's what it does.
Yeah, and it's like, it was a free game.
Oh, right.
So it's, you hit the special thing, like the red light would pop up. You have to hit that particular target.
Mm.
It's so much like that. And I think if you see life like that, and the more you practice, the better you get.
Yeah.
And it's like when you start, you know, have you ever seen the people that start playing the pinball and they use the both flippers at the same time because they're so retarded at it? They're like,
nah.
And you get other people like so stylish and they're like, chomp, 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 and they're hitting it. It's because they've practiced.
Yeah.
Like life is full of practice.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you do, that's why it's important to do what you do, like to do what you really want to do, that you're interested in, because you want to keep practicing at it. It's not like it's like you're doing it for the money or you're doing it for this. It's like you want to get up and just do your thing.
Yeah.
I had someone say to me the other day, can you help me? I need this, but don't give me that why stuff. You know, like it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, don't give me that why stuff. But in her mind, it's like, that says to me, you need a why.
Yeah.
Like it does. And it's not the why, it's the interest. So if you're not interested in pinball machines and you love playing COD, how would you feel if you had to play a pinball machine every day?
If I had to not play COD and play a pinball machine
every day. Yeah, if someone said to you, no, Broccoli, we're going to become pinball machine experts.
I wouldn't be very happy.
You wouldn't, would you?
No, I wouldn't be motivated.
No, but if I plonked an Xbox in front of you and said, here's COD, knock yourself out for the next 3 days, no sleep, do whatever, how would you feel?
I'd like it. I'd be motivated.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny?
Mm.
Isn't it funny? That's how important it is.
Exactly.
If you're in real estate or you're in a butcher or whatever and you're feeling this flatness, disconnected, whatever, get out of the thing.
Yeah.
Get out of it. Go do something you're interested in.
Mm.
Because unless you do that, you're never going to tap in to the juice of life. I'm telling you, never.
100%.
Totally. So are you playing hard enough?
Yeah.
Pinball machine, 20 cents. You're not talking too much, this one.
No, you're spot on.
Yeah, but are you playing hard enough? Like, are you putting enough hours into the pinball machine that you're playing to get, like, the Fonz on Happy Days? Do you even know who the Fonz is?
No.
No, you don't. That's right. On Happy Days, this guy used to walk in and hit the pinball machine or the jukebox and it would start. He was the cool guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but are you playing hard enough?
Yeah, well, what I reckon is, like, I think people, maybe even students that go through university and all that, and they go through school, and just in life, there's like a pathway to design for it. Like people tell you, okay, this is the path you should take. It's all lit up, just a straight highway. But the path that like leads you to success is where you just pick up your own shovel and you just start digging.
Yeah.
You're gonna encounter boulders, you're gonna encounter rocks.
Yeah.
But after you get past that, that's when you are truly like happy because you chose what you want to do.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not easy. But
it's not easy. No one said when you were born, Broccoli.
Yeah.
You were gonna have an easy life.
Yeah, no.
Be happy.
Yeah.
But the funny is the happiness comes from working it out.
Mm.
And I was going to say something about the pinball machine then or the working through that. What were you just talking about then?
What I don't get is when people say, oh, I don't know what makes me happy. And I'm like, just choose something. It can be as little as anything. Just choose something. He's like, I don't know. That just makes me so angry. There is something in this life that makes you happy. And that's a lie. You're telling a lie to yourself.
What? Yeah. but I do think there's fear attached to it.
Yeah.
Like there's fear attached to... That's what I was going to say. When you're playing a pinball machine, this is what it's like. I'm stuck. Life's falling apart. Blah, 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 blah. That's like the ball going down the hole in the pinball machine. You're falling on the ground and saying, I can't play anymore. That's it.
Yeah.
The ball's in the hole.
Yeah.
The ball is in the hole. It's like, what am I going to do? Well, put 20 cents in and hit the thing again and get exhilarated and off you go again.
Yeah.
And every single time the ball goes in the hole, you think to yourself, how can I do it better?
Yeah.
If you have that mindset around life in general, the ball's going to go in the hole. You're going to hit some targets. You're going to get an extra ball every now and then. You're going to get a free game, whatever it's called, special or specs or whatever it's called. It's going to happen to you. But if you want to master the pinball machine, you are 100% got to put another 20 cents in, got to stand there for however many hours. You learn your technique and you will master that thing.
Yep.
The same thing with life.
100%.
But you have to do what you're interested in.
There's this saying, I don't know if you've heard of it, it's like talent you're born with, but talent can only get you so far. I mean, and then skill is developed by hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of doing what you love, beating on your craft.
Yeah, you are. I know we all hear that. Yeah. Like, I know everyone hears that stuff. Yeah, go do something you're interested in, blah, 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 blah. But if you think about that analogy, you can't get good at a pinball machine. Well, you may, if you want to stand there and be forced to do it.
Yeah.
You may, but you've got to listen to what's going on inside.
Because
if COD's your thing,
you
go knock yourself out on COD.
For people that don't know what COD is, it's like a Call of Duty.
It's a video game.
Look it up.
Fortnite, whatever. You know, there's this thing, this resonance. And I talk about pinball machines because the analogy of the ball going around and all the stuff happening is exactly like our day.
Yeah.
Like, I want people to be under no illusions. My day is full of bumps. Like, full, everywhere. Like, so many, but there's full of wins too. You know, and even when the bumps come, I'm like, my mind is on the next win.
Yeah.
It's not focusing on the bump. Bumps are going to happen, for sure. Yeah. But it's like that next win. I've programmed my mind to focus on the next win, the next win, the next win, the next win, the next win. And that's sort of how I go. And it's like when the other stuff happens, it hurts. Like, you've been with me and things happen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bugger. You know, like, why did that person list with somebody else? Or why did you know, this happened over here or whatever. But I always move my energy across to, well, there's someone that wants to deal with me. There's something that's coming for all the hard work that I've put in. And I literally start to align myself with the excitement of the game.
Yeah.
Not the, oh, the ball's gone in the hole. Broccoli, oh my goodness, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Let's email someone and ask them what happened because my ball's in the hole.
Yeah.
What have I got to do? I'm in a slump. That's cool. Put 20 cents in and start again. Yeah.
Like the bump's only a season. The bad time's only a season.
Yeah, that's right.
It passes and it 100% passes. But it stays there the longer you think about it.
It does.
Yeah,
you've been listening.
Yes, I have.
You've been listening properly.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, let's... I don't even know how long this one was because we didn't have a timer.
It's about 10 minutes.
10 minutes? All right, let's wrap this up. So next time, I want you to think whatever's going on in your life, good, bad, different, whatever, just the day in itself, think of the pinball machine. Think of the excitement and the exhilaration of when the ball, even though it's a disappointment, there's actually exhilaration because you get to play again.
Yeah.
It's the exhilaration of the ball's in the hole. And think about the excitement. It's like when you're playing it, bang, 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 things going on. And it's like you're trying to keep the ball up, you're trying to keep it up, and then you get the extra balls that are coming down and all this stuff, and it goes down the hole. And that's when it's like, oh, bugger. And then you're like, okay, give me 20 cents. You got 20 cents? Quick. Give me 20 cents. I want another game. And then off you go again.
Yeah.
That's where the exhilaration is found. Remember that.